This lesson guides you through building the workforce Ableton Live 12 Orchestral Hit Blueprint, a single, automatable instrument rack that can morph between a tight, modern punch for drama and bass and a warm, vintage soul character for slower sections. We'll use only Live 12 stock devices and focus on macros, arrangement automation lanes, and clip envelopes so the hit can breathe, snap, and change character on the fly. Set your tempo to 174 BPM for the examples, and stay in arrangement view for global automation. What you'll build: one instrument rack called Orchit Workforce with four layered chains, a sampler strings slash choir for vintage body, a sampler brass slash pluck for modern bite, a wavy-able sub for low-end slam, and a simpler vintage key color layer for soulful shimmer. You'll map five macros: punch, soul, pitch sweep, space, and glue. The rack will use drum bus, saturator, hybrid reverb, echo, glue slash compressor, and a Q8, and you'll create two practical morph examples, a 1-bar hard punch and a 2-bar vintage swell. Step-by-step walkthrough. A. Project and track setup. Create a MIDI track named Orchit Workforce. Create two return tracks, A for hybrid reverb, B for echo, both with dry slash wet at zero because we'll use sends. Put drum bus and glue compressor on the instrument track as insert effects, and add EQ8 at the end for final shaping. B. Build the instrument rack and layer. Create an instrument rack on the MIDI track and add four chains. Chain 1. Strings slash choir and sampler. Drop a long orchestral choir sample or short hit. Low pass the filter 12 dB. Set filter end amount around 15-30% for body. Set amp adder. Attack 0.5 ms. Decay 400 1200 ms. Sustain 0. Leave sampler pitch envelope amount at 0 for now. We'll automate it later. Chain 2. Brass slash pluck in sampler. Use a brighter brass sample. Set amp env. Attack 0.2 ms. Decay 150 350 ms. Sustain 0 for a tight transient. Route this chain through drum bus in chain to add bite and transient. Map key drum bus parameters to macros later. Chain 3. Sub slash punch in wavy-able. Initialize a simple sine or triangle. Use OSC1 as sine. Add a low-level OSC2 for body or slight FM. Tight amp ENV. Attack 0.1 ms. Decay 80-180 ms. Release 40-80 ms. Add a short pitch envelope. Amount in the range of minus 12 to minus 24 semitones with decay around 50-120 ms to create the thump transient. Chain 4. Vintage key in simpler. Load a short electric piano or clav hit in classic mode, low pass the high mids a bit, and add gentle chorus or chorus ensemble in this chain for vintage wobble. Keep all chains triggered by the same MIDI note. Use velocity sensitivity on sampler and wavy-able to add dynamic response. C. Macro mapping, the heart of automation. Open macro map mode and create five macros: punch, soul, pitch sweep, space, glue, punch. Map the wavy-able oscillator or chain volume for the sub, for example min minus 12 dB to max plus 6 dB, drum bus transient 0 to about 60%, drum bus boom 0 to 18%, and a modest increase to the brass sampler filter cutoff. These collectively beef and emphasize the attack. Soul, map saturator drive 0 to plus 3.5 dB, chorus mix in the vintage key chain 0 to around 45%, and a slight hybrid reverb send via the return send knob mapping. Set the send knob min 0 and max around 0.35. Soul effects warmth, modulation, and reverb. Pitch sweep. Map sampler pitch env amount 0 to minus 18 semitones, and wavy-able pitch env amount 0 to minus 24 semitones. You can invert mappings if you want upward sweeps instead of downward ones. Bass. Map return A and B sends. Return A from 0 to 0.5. Return B from 0 to 0.25. And map hybrid reverb late size or a similar parameter from small to medium decay, roughly 0.3 to 1.2 seconds. Glue. Map glue compressor threshold or multiband gain reduction to increase compression intensity when engaged. You can map threshold from around minus 6 dB to minus 18 dB or map gain reduction parameters for a tighter sound. Name the macros punch, soul, pitch sweep, space, and glue, then exit macro map mode. D. In-chain effects and routing details. On the rack output, place global saturator, then EQ8 for final shaping and a utility. Keep drum bus in the brass chain if you want bite only when that chain is active. For returns, set hybrid reverb with two usable states: shorter, brighter late decay for modern, and longer, darker decay for vintage. In echo return, use short ping pong with low feedback and a high cut filter for vintage flavor. High pass your reverb is to keep low end clean. E. Designing automation, arrangement vs clip envelopes. Use macros as your primary automation targets to keep lanes tidy. Press A to enter automation mode and draw automation for macros directly on the arrangement lane, or use clip envelopes for tight, note locked control. Example 1. 1 bar modern punch. On the bar where you want the punch, automate punch to ramp quickly to 100% within a 1/16 to 1/8 note and fall back in about a quarter bar. Automate glue slightly lower in threshold at the transient for extra squish. For pitch sweep, draw a fast downward envelope, about -12 semitones in 60-120 ms, and consider drawing this inside the MIDI clip as a clip envelope map to macro 3 for precise timing. Example 2. 2 bar vintage soul swell. Automate soul and space. Soul rises from 0 to 70% over half a bar and holds. Bass ramps to 100% over 1 to 1.5 bars. Pitch sweep is a gentle -5 to -8 semitone sweep with a slower decay of 200-600 ms. Automate chorus amount via soul for extra vintage movement. F. Clip envelope tricks for micro timing. For extremely precise micro pitch envelopes, use the sampler pitch envelope directly and automate its amount parameter either through a macro or the clip's device envelope. Clip envelopes take precedence and will keep sweeps perfectly locked to the note. If you convert the rack to audio and resample, use the audio clip's gain envelope for micro transient shaping. G. Sidechain and kick interactions for DNB. Create a kick bus and add a compressor on the orch hit track after glue. Set to sidechain from the kick. Automate compressor threshold, so modern punch has less ducking and more aggressive sections duck more. You can also automate the ratio or attack to fine-tune the relationship. H. Automation smoothing and avoiding jumps. Use small S-curves and nudge nodes to prevent zippering. If you want an instant morph, use the rack chain selector to switch between two full chain snapshots labeled modern and vintage for clean, CPU-efficient switching. I. Freezing, resampling, and resampling for CPU and creativity. When you like an automated hit, resample it to audio to capture the exact behavior, then load into Sampler for additional micro-editing. This saves CPU and lets you experiment with tape saturation and other audio-level effects. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't over-automate individual device parameters. Group them into macros. Watch out for automation conflicts. Clip envelopes override arrangement lanes. Avoid long reverb tails with full low end. High pass your reverb sends. Don't overdrive saturator or drum bus to the point of clipping. If you get phase cancellation from stacked samples, nudge one sample or flip its phase. And be mindful of CPU. Freeze or resample heavy chains. Pro tips. Invert macro ranges when you want opposite behaviors. For example, more punch could reduce reverb. Use chain selector for whole stack swaps and macros for nuanced morphs. Map chain volume for level changes rather than raising oscillator gain, and map macros to device activator for hard engages. Automate utility width. Narrow for punch, wider for soul. Save the rack as a template preset and freeze or resample for live sessions. Mini practice exercise. 2-bar demo. Create the instrument rack with 3 layers. Brass sampler, sub wave eatable, key simpler. Map 3 macros, punch, soul, pitch sweep. Program 1 MIDI note across 2 bars. Bar 1. Punch jumps immediately to 100% for 1/8 note, then falls to 0 by beat 1.3. Pitch sweep is -18 semitones over about 90 ms using a clip envelope. Glue threshold slightly lower. Bar 2. Soul rises from 10 to 80% over the first half bar and holds. Bass ramps to 70% through bar 2. Pitch sweep is a gentle -6 semitone sweep over 300-600 ms. Render to audio and check transient clarity, reverb tail behavior, and the smoothness of the morph. Bonus. Resample bars separately and load into Sampler to tweak pitch envelopes on audio. Recap. You've built a layered instrument rack with Sampler, wave eatable, and Sampler, grouped behavior into meaningful macros, and used arrangement automation, clip envelopes, and chain selector techniques to morph between a tight DNB punch and a vintage soul hit. Key takeaways. Automate macros, use clip envelopes for micro-timing pitch sweeps, high-pass your reverbs, manage CPU with resampling or freezing, and use chain selector when you need instant swaps. Quick final checklist before exporting. Bake automation by rendering the hit to audio if you're handing off SEMs. Double-check that macros change timbre and not only level by briefly bypassing saturator and drum bus. Check in mono for cancellation issues. Save the instrument rack as a preset and include the demo MIDI clip. so you can recall the morph examples quickly. That's the Workforce Ableton Live 12 Orchestral HIT Blueprint. Load it up, map the macros, draw your automation, and let the HIT move between punch and soul.